This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Don't mean to be degraded like this.
Well, jump in the stands. Don't jump in the stands. Don't jump in the opposing team's stands.
Don't do that.
And don't waste your beer.
There were plenty of people. Well, I'm not going to sit here. I think it is boorish. Don't throw your beer or don't throw objects, but don't pour beer on anybody. Don't do that. I'm not condoning the fan that did it. But I'm saying is that you're a professional football player. The walls are there for a reason. It's to protect the fans from you and to protect you from the fans. Don't be going up to that wall. Don't be going up to those fans when you're on the road. Don't provoke
Do you have
fans.
Any problem with you doing it at home? Because you know there's fans of every team in every
You know what? I thought about this city. Last night. It's just going to take one. It's just going to take, well, like everybody was saying, what about the Lambeau Leap? It's going to take one Packer to jump in there, and one fan gets a little overzealous, and that player isn't going to like it. You know it's just a matter of time. Like, there used to be a really good relationship. Now I think you're seeing more and more of a divide between fans and players or ever. I don't care how much you get fined. I really don't. Because you get fined $7,000, you play the game for my entertainment. Okay? Can we just say that? Do we have to sit here? I am cognizant of everything that maybe might be going through your head. But if you're going to give me some sad-ass tale about, I get fined $7,000 for my socks not matching. Please.
All right,
you are there and your socks are there for my enjoyment and my entertainment. It is not my right to throw beer on you, and that should be dealt with. But don't be jumping in the stands and don't give me a reason. I can't believe I get fined $25,000 for this. That's what you signed up for. Go work at Costco if you got a problem with it.
Should the fan be banned for life?
No.
Maybe to the end of the season.
That's it? It sounds like you're excusing the behavior
it's
then.
The whole year, the whole life. Mm-hmm. A life is a long time.
We've just seen.
Life is a very long time.
We know what a black eye it was for the NBA when they had the Malice in the Palace. I know it's a different sport.
That's a fight.
That is a fight. But eventually, if you dump beer, no matter who provoked it, if you dump beer on somebody, eventually you're going to get punched and there's going to be a fight. And then players are fighting fans.
Don't jump in the stands.
I get that, but the fan doesn't need to dump beer on the guy.
He doesn't. No, you can talk about this and not condone either side.
Okay,
don't jump in the stands to try to, because somebody is not going to like that because you're on the road. Mm. And by the way, you're putting the boots to their favorite football team. So obviously someone's not going to take that right. But I on the other side can't condone throwing beer at a guy. So I think that a lifetime ban is a little bit strong. If you put out there that it is a lifetime ban, I'm sure as hell sure that you wouldn't get a lot more people throwing beer on people knowing that they're going to get a lifetime ban from a football stadium. Mm-hmm. So I guess maybe you have to go that route. But I'm not going to ban him for jumping in the stands and inciting something with another fan now, am I? We're talking about Logan Ryan? Because you've incited
Exactly.
Wasn't like you were standing out there in the end zone and somebody threw it at you.
Yeah, that's completely different. And that I would say, yes, okay, ban them for the season if they threw it from the stands. But if you're jumping at me, I'm in my seat, and you're jumping at me, that's borderline assault on your part.
That's a little strong.
Look, if I'm standing on the street and you just jump into me, is that not assault?
I mean,
if you're throwing your body weight,
you are paying to watch them. They're not paying to watch you.
But I'm not paying to be a part of the action. I'm not paying to be on the field. I am not paying to take hits. If you're jumping at me, that's assault on your part. That's not me.
I just think it's I agree with you. It's not smart to jump in the stands.
You don't jump in the stands in the opposing stadium.
I just can't believe a guy would.
You're not celebrating with the people there. You're trying to stick it in my face that you scored on us.
I mean, how does that guy think that's going to end if it doesn't get
broken
up?
It's going to end poorly. The fan?
The fan.
Oh, it's going to end poorly. It is going to end poorly. But don't jump into the stands. Have some regard for yourself. You've put yourself in that situation. I can't believe your dog bit me. Well, you hop the fence.
Exactly.
Exactly. Same thing.
Have some personal responsibility as a grown man. 216-578-0092. We'll take your calls on this when we come back. It's Ken Carmen with Anthony Lima live in the Fan. I think that the player should be fine. I think Malcolm Butler should be fine for jumping up in there.
Yeah.
And I think the fan should. I don't know if I want to get into the, well, how much beer was it? If you want to suspend the guy for the rest of his life, I think that's a bit extreme. If you want to kick him out for the rest of the season, I think that would probably be apropos. You got to nip it in the bud both ways. It's technically a rules violation. Real quick, after that game on Sunday, what I hated the most, I like LeBron. I respect LeBron. There are an inordinate amount of LeBron sycophants that after that game on Sunday, you know, Ken, this is why you don't put Baker up there on that board, because he's not what LeBron is. I'm going, stop. Just stop.
Were you getting that?
This isn't the time. Yes, many times over. And I'm thinking, this isn't the time or the place. This isn't. I know. Stop suckling at the teat of LeBron constantly, please. If you just allow him to go out to L.A. and be out in L.A. for a while and then he retires and comes back, I'm sure people will be a lot better off in 10 years. You just got to stop trying to force me to believe something that I already believe. Yes, he's one of the greatest players ever. Stop. It's okay. What do you think about what should happen here before we get to the phones? Because I think that the players should be – it's a rules violation.
Yeah, and they never seem to do anything.
The wall's there to protect you. Don't be jumping in the stands.
Here is my question, though. Like, when the Browns go to Arizona, okay, and it's all going to be Browns fans, when they go on the road to places like that, is it the same rules? Like, if you see if Baker Mayfield scores a touchdown – and he's pumped, and there's three Browns fans right over there.
Find him. Go ahead and find him. I'm serious. The Green Bay thing, I think it's just a matter of time before one player goes, well, this drunk over here hit me in the chest, something weird. And I think it's only a matter of time before that happens. You know that's going to happen. You hear Logan Ryan. Logan Ryan doesn't care about home team fans or away team fans. He's upset because you get to throw beer at him, and he gets fined $7,000 for his socks going out. Sorry, that's part of what goes with the – the beer is not part of it, but I don't have to sit here and act like I really firmly care about every single thing that you go through, like socks and illegal hits. I mean, part of this is the exchanging of money. You're playing in an entertainment business. That's what you are.
I just wonder, how would it be if this had happened for a Browns player? You're trashing, say, the Steelers, and Baker, Njoku, Jarvis, they go into the stands to celebrate. Mm-hmm. They find a Browns fan. And then Baker gets doused with beer. Would you have the same thought today?
If you're over that wall, you get fined, and whoever threw the beer gets kicked out. I think that's more than reasonable. You shouldn't be throwing beers at players. I can't condone throwing beer because it gets all sticky and smelly and gross. So I'm not going to sit there and condone
that. It's just
a
waste of good beer.
And it's a waste of good. You're paying out the nose for that beer anyway. So I don't know why you'd throw it on somebody. So I'm not going to condone that. But don't be going over the wall. The wall is built that high for a reason. If they wanted you to really be with the fans, they would just get rid of the walls. They would have the chain link fence back up, like the old days. The wall's there for a reason. So there's clear separation and technically a barrier between the fans and the players. If he would have launched it from the first row and hit him in the end zone, that's egregious. But I put this analogy out there just right before the last break. If I jump over your fence, if I can make it over your fence, if I jump over your fence and I'm in kid's backyard and kid's dog, Awesome Pepperdactyl, bites me in the shins, why was I jumping the fence when it's clearly marked beware a dog? It is clearly marked for play. Don't go into the stands. Don't do that. Common sense tells you don't do that.
It was just an emotional game, the way that thing happened. And they were just teeing off. They're teeing off on Baker. They get a pick six. And they are just running up. Becomes a laugher. I somebody out there has to know the fan. I want to hear from the fan. Somebody has to know him.
We're degrading you for crying out loud.
I would love this dude to call in.
Let me get to Tony and Solon. You're next up on the fan. Hello, Tony.
Hey, listen, let me ask you something. If this guy threw the beer in the player's face, would have waited till after the game and when the players filed out of the stadium and they met him face-to-face, you think he'd throw that beer in that player's face?
What, like in the parking lot?
Yeah.
No.
No. Well, you got a coward there.
Well, okay. Do you think Logan Ryan would jump into that dude's space outside of the stadium?
Well, that's a good
Absolutely.
Point.
Wouldn't you, too?
No, he wouldn't.
Why would you? Well, wait a minute. Tony, why would you? The game's
guy
over.
Threw a beer in your face and you wouldn't do
it. No, he didn't throw beer at him until after he jumped at
Kenny,
him.
Kenny,
well, he did not jump at him, though.
He didn't jump
That's
at
the
him.
One thing.
He just did it like all the other players. They jump into the stands.
Yeah.
Yeah, but if the guys, if that fan was sitting in the passenger seat of his car, I don't think Logan Ryan's going to go diving across the hood, Tony.
He wasn't in the passenger seat.
Okay.
Tony, you're off base here.
A little bit off the pace.
I do have to say, though, this dude, he looks like he's my size, all right? And he is wearing a Baker Mayfield. And the first two guys that jump in to go see the Tennessee dude, then there's two Browns fans right there. He's already dousing the two guys. And then is 26, is that Ryan? Okay, Ryan jumps in and scares the bejesus out of him. And then he goes from showering the two players over to then showering him with the rest of them.
I'm sure nothing was said in that exchange.
Oh,
I'm sure Logan Ryan didn't say anything.
Tell your side of the story. Give us a call. I got to hear from this guy.
He's got to be out there somewhere. CJ and Avon Lake, you're next up in the Fan.
Listen, how does Baker Mayfield planning the flag at the 50-yard line at Ohio State differ from what they do when they jump in the stands? It's the same thing. It's disrespectful, and it's going to be met with resistance. Blue collar city.
Well, he did it in the middle of the field. He didn't go into the stands and do it.
It's a little different.
You can't go into the stands.
Exactly. And if you're going to jump into the stands in Cleveland, you're going to get a couple of $18 beers thrown at you. That's just how it is. Don't disrespect us.
Okay. I understand where you're coming from there, CJ, but it is different. One guy did do it at the 50-yard line of the field of play.
I didn't completely understand that.
If he would have went up, what's the student section over there at Ohio State there, Tone? I didn't go there. You're an alum. You tell me all the time. If he would have went up into the stands and started giving double birds to all the fans, well, maybe Baker probably would have taken his own life in his hands at that moment. Mm-hmm. Let me get to Phil in Cleveland. Phil, you're next up on the Fan.
Hey, I think that fan's a coward. You know, I think he should get a fine for that. Definitely, that's assault. It's no different than spitting on someone.
Why did we both look at you? All right, Phil, thank you very much for the call. I don't think any of us are condoning the fans' actions. I can't condone the fans' actions.
No, but you have to condemn Logan Ryan's actions as well. You can't one without the other.
Absolutely. I think this is a scenario where both parties are wrong.
Absolutely.
Don't make yourself into some sort of a victim over here.
No, you're not a victim.
And I think in professional sports, I think there is a strong line that's drawn. High school, college, then professional sports, where these are paid professionals. And part of the exchange, let's just be honest, you're a character in our play. It comes to us, whether or not you think I'm off base, you go right on ahead. It comes down to the personal fan, whether or not he cares more about you or he cares less about you than others. We all have fan favorites, don't we? So if there's a Bob in North Royalton out there who's a huge Damian Ratley fan, that's his choice to be a huge Damian Ratley fan. To a lot of other people, Damian Ratley is a guy who wears a jersey for their favorite football team, and they go out on Sunday and they perform in their play for their entertainment. Now, it means more because you're with family and you're watching this together, so there is a connection there. But we watch it for the same reason we watch movies. We watch it to be entertained. We watch it to be emotionally involved in something. And there's guys like Tom Cruise who people like more, and there's other actors that you don't really care about. So I think for the personal fan, I don't know if I have to sit there and just lose my mind over every single player and the player's rights. I think it's up to the fan to decide what players they really like and what players they don't. I think there's a level of respect that we can have for each other as Americans and as human beings, for crying out loud. But I think everything else, we don't need to get so crazy. And we don't need the term degrading, please.
Do you think there's a pile-on effect here that, you know, we were the city and the stadium that had the bottle gate with the referees, and I thought we paid consequences for that for way too long. I mean, a lot of people crushed Cleveland for that, and I thought the refs held it against Cleveland when they would come into town.
Probably did.
And maybe even this past weekend with the disparity between the calls. But do you think, is this kind of a defense of our honor here? Like, it's no different. We're not any different from any other fan base. When it comes to players jumping in stands, like something bad is going to happen.
If Baker goes in and jumps in the first row in Buffalo, I think that Dustin Fox could probably tell you that that's not a good idea to do.
Yeah.
It's a guy who played for the Buffalo Bills and up there at that stadium. I'm sure he'd tell you that that's not the best thing to do. I think that if you are playing on the road at Green Bay and you score a touchdown and you go try to do the Lambeau Leap angle work out very well for
and
you.
People have
case.
Done that. There have been plenty of guys that have tried to do that.
And you are breaking the laws of the NFL by doing so. Mm-hmm. So I think in this case, I think Logan Ryan and I think Malcolm Butler and anybody else who poked their head over that rail, they need to be fined. And I do not condone what that fan did. That fan should probably be removed from the premises for at least a year. If you want to go even further than that, the only thing you're going to do is make it abundantly clear that you're not going to accept this in an NFL football sure. stadium. So you would be setting an example. So if I were to remove the fan for the rest of his life, there would be those consequences where people would talk about it, wouldn't they? Mm-hmm. Like, hey, better not be throwing things from the stadium. No, better not be messing with the players, or we'll throw you out of here for the rest of your life.
I think for both Logan Ryan and Malcolm Butler, any other player that jumped in the stand, and for that fan, I think it should be I think it should be eye for an eye. I think it should be if you're gonna ban the fan,
he needs to be. Well, it's against the rules.
If you're gonna suspend him for two games from going to a game, if you're gonna suspend him for life, do the same for the players. Because if they don't want to walk away smelling like beer, they can stay in the field to play.
Go ahead.
Well, not one person showed up that day to see that fan. They showed up to see, whether you liked Logan Ryan or not, to see football players, to see Tennessee Titans,
uh-huh.
to see the Browns.
Yeah.
So it can't be an eye for an eye in that, because you're there to see the product.
No. If the rules apply to me, the rules apply to you.
But the rules state when you come in, you're not to throw things onto the field.
He didn't. He didn't throw anything on the field.
It's fine to throw it in the stands?
The field came to him.
It's fine to be uncivilized and throw it in the stands?
It's going to be eye for an eye.
We'll never hang out together.
Hold on. I wouldn't – fan on fan isn't good either. So to do that type of thing isn't good either.
What percentage of fans do you think – and I'm not just
less
talking
than
in
one,
Cleveland.
If you're thinking of fight
– would do what this fan did? What percentage of fans?
Very few.
I'd say way more. I'd 45%.
Say, no, I'd say
45.
I'd say less than one. No,
it's not like this happens all the time.
You're sitting there watching this game get away from you. You're sitting there with all the expectations that you had, and they're picking you off. They're pick six. They're coming in. They're scoring. They're jumping in your stands, disrespecting not only your team, disrespecting your fan base, disrespecting your stadium. They're disrespecting your city, and you're just going to sit there.
But
when they jump into your stands,
I think a lot of guys are listening to this in their car, and they're going, they're talking about throwing this guy out forever,
which is
so
garbage.
That fan, you don't want that fan calling it. That fan doesn't want to call it. That fan doesn't want to be known. He wants to fade into oblivion.
Have to. I agree.
But anonymity of his life. He doesn't want to be seen because he doesn't want to be thrown. Because you know what the NFL can fine Logan Ryan. And honestly should. Don't be going into the stands. But they can throw him out forever. You don't want to not be able to go to a Browns game forever.
You say the NFL. I don't think the Browns want fans like that.
No,
at all.
They don't. No.
That's why
the dog pound
anymore. That's why they want you to call in and tattle. They want you to they don't want incidents. They just don't want them.
Okay, well, keep your players on the field.
Yeah, but the Browns can't handle that.
And that's why he should be fine.
The Browns can't do anything about that. The Browns can do something about their own fans. Well, they don't want that fan. I'm telling you, the Browns don't want that dude ever coming to a game again. Because if he's going to do that, then what's he going to do next time? And then it's going to incite a riot. And then the Browns are going to look bad. The Browns will be the ones that look bad. It won't be Logan Ryan. People won't even remember that down the road. It'll end up looking like we have no control as a fan base.
It's absurd.
It is absurd, but he's not telling a lie there. He's actually very, very spot on. I think you are.
It's why
it
fans
is
don't,
absurd, but it's the
and
truth.
Listen, I remember what it was like in the 80s, and we tell these tales about how great it was. And I remember I sat in the dog pound when I was 9 years old. I had no business being there. No. And yes, I saw batteries get thrown. I was there when they had to move Elway to the other side of the field.
Yes.
And yes, I talk and we laugh about it.
But we didn't have a camera on everything like we do now.
Yeah, who didn't make snowballs at that point?
You're right.
I'm telling you, your life as a player, or excuse me, as a fan, that's going to be ruined because now you're the guy who threw beer on the player and you're not going to be allowed in. Logan Ryan will pay a fine if he's fined. Logan Ryan would pay a fine and be able to play in the NFL next week and be in NFL stadiums, and that guy ain't allowed back in because they got to protect the product that's on the field. But
well,
I don't
keep the
think,
product on the damn
exactly,
field.
Exactly. I don't think that you should be bringing the theater into the stands. There has to be a barrier, and the barrier is there for a reason. And I think that goes the same with when we talk about Major League Baseball, and we certainly talk about the NBA. I'm surprised they let you sit that close anymore, considering what we heard in Utah last year with Russell Westbrook.
Yep.
It's deplorable. And that guy's face, and rightfully so, was plastered all over the internet and all over television. So you better watch yourself. It's not like it was. I know we all like to sit there and be romantic about throwing batteries and things like that back in the 80s. Those days are done. 216-578-0092. Tweet us at Ken Carmen. At Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Twitter, because we got the Would You Rathers coming up. That was part of the Would You Rathers right there, just basically about the booing and things like that, because there's a lot to get into. Also, Zach Jackson going to join us at 9 o'clock. Now, Trent Dilfer said, hey, don't be that worried about the Cleveland Browns. We'll see if Zach, who is known as a bit of a pessimist, agrees with Trent Dilfer. That coming up at 9, live on The Fan.
I heard the show's amazing.
Do I see? It's kind of you, because you see all the other rock shows, and then you're kind of a certain age, and then you go see TSO, man.
But the problem
I feel I'm not mature enough yet to go see TSO.
The problem is, at one of the concerts last year, one of the bass guitar dudes ran into the stands and got showered with beer. I mean, just absolutely showered.
And eggnog, too.
Eggnog, yeah, all of it. It was just getting tossed all over him. Very sad state of affairs.
Well, man, you should be disrespecting those fans like that.
Kid, you saw Axl Rose. You got one whipped up at him on the stage. You said, enough of this. You got the hell off the stage. That was the end of that.
Again, if you're throwing things at him, that's different.
It's true.
And he was up on stage. Yeah, he wasn't in the crowd. If you jump in the crowd and beer,
you shouldn't be entering the crowd. There's some people. I can't argue for either side. You shouldn't throw beer on a guy. You shouldn't throw him. And people go, Ken, you know how many things happen in those stands? We got people. There's fights all over the place. Yeah, and if an usher sees you, you're getting thrown out of there.
It's nowhere what it used to be, though.
You can't throw beer on anybody. I can't throw beer on you. I can't throw beer on Kid. I can't throw beer on Logan Ryan. I can't throw beer on Carson Wentz. And I might want to really, really badly, but I can't do that. But you shouldn't be entering the field, or you shouldn't be entering the stands.
There's a separation there. It is such a bad move.
And I cannot stand this triggering that's going on by Logan Ryan. We don't degrade us. Stop. Stop. You make a fine salary. And part of the reason you make a fine salary is because you're there for fans' entertainment. And it's perfectly well and reasonable when you're on the field. Don't go into the stands. Get to Steve and Avon. Steve, you're next up on The Fan.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Steven.
So, hey.
Morning, Steve.
I just want to give a little color here to banning someone. So, I was banned in 2014 during the Saints game.
Are you using your real name?
Badge of honor.
I don't care. It's a badge of honor. Similar scenario, though, to what you guys are discussing this morning. Poor decision by somebody to verbally attack and disrespect my wife, which is no different than what the Titans did in jumping in the stands. Ended in that fella getting two lumps. I was removed. Not arrested, but I was banned. And I received a letter commemorating the event, which is probably in my office.
Wait a minute. What's the letter say?
You framed it, right?
Of course.
Yeah.
You have.
It's saying that you've been banned for the season, and you're not allowed to re-enter any game for behavior detrimental to the Browns. So, again.
Did they say yours truly or, you know,
no. Who signed? Can I ask who signed?
Browns management.
Can I ask? It just said Browns management?
Browns bus right now. It's not in front of me.
Okay.
So listen, I went back in that game. I went back in that game to see.
You had a Johnny a Billy Manziel mustache.
Wait a minute.
Yeah, 2014, we beat him. So listen, I've gone to every game since then.
what?
They can't. It's just window dressing. It's a response that they have to give to the action, which is going. And I heard someone say that this wouldn't happen. You know, 9 times out of 10 or 5 times out of 10, it would happen every single time somebody did what that happened this last Sunday.
Well, you get thrown out of the game, you mean, or banned?
No, you're gonna get beer thrown.
No, he says, the beer's gonna come down.
I wondered how many people, because
I just know this, Steve. Nowadays, you know, it used to be like when I was in college. I mean, this, 20 years ago, we're getting in fights, right? You're getting fights down Pearl Alley at Ohio State, and we'd all get in a brawl, and then that was it. Now, guys are going to the hospital. Guys are getting charged. People are getting arrested. There are civil suits, all sorts of lawsuits. I just think nowadays, you could tell who the fan is.
It's very difficult now.
I think guys get prosecuted for stuff nowadays.
Steve, so yours was.
That's a slippery slope.
True, Steve.
Throwing a beer on someone.
I got another question. I got another question.
Go ahead.
I got another question for you. Hold on. So yours was just till the end of the season in 2014, correct?
Yep.
Okay. I think it's going to be different now because you could still use paper tickets to get into the stadium. I don't think they're checking IDs of everybody who's in there. Now, if I have to use a mobile ticket, that mobile ticket's going to be attached to identification. I think they very well could enforce it if they wanted to now, couldn't they?
I don't think they could because mobile ticketing goes to anybody. I can have my wife who's I can have my wife get those mobile tickets and walk me through the game. It's not enforceable. It's just not. You can't prevent people from getting into the stadium. It's not attached to my name. It can be attached to my wife's name. So if they don't like my name, hey, I can't own season tickets then. Mm. That individual is not going to be able to have season tickets for his life.
But hey, what's going
to
happen, though?
In a transfer ticket, don't you have to have the ID?
You know where it's going.
On your phone?
I hate
transfer ticket? On your phone, you could pay for four tickets and have all four tickets.
Oh, it's to an email.
Yeah, it goes to your email, so I can just make a different email.
Yeah, you just transfer it.
I'm telling you where it's all good. Thanks for the call, T. I appreciate
Thank
it.
You,
and
Steve.
Enjoy the games. Enjoy
His
the
wife
games.
Was standing right next to me. No.
I love that. I love
you
that.
You better watch out. Don't say anything. Steve will come down here and
Well, I'm just saying.
You know where all this is going, though.
I had to defend Liz's honor one time in person, and Liz really liked that. If you can read between the lines there.
Oh, yeah.
It is a warm feeling. Go ahead. What were you going to say?
They're going to go eventually.
Good for Steve.
It'll be facial recognition. It'll be the eye stuff. They're already doing it at the airport. I mean, every person's going to have their own bio and their own profile.
It's the clear thing.
That's
the
clear thing. I mean, that's going to be the future. That's the way all this is going. And so then
they'll
be
turning into a police state at our stadiums.
But they will be able to enforce that stuff.
George Orwell said it back in 1984. You ain't going to be able to get to Browns games in 2020. You're going to get thrown out of there, and that's it. Of course, he didn't write it in 84. I said it.
No.
216-578-0092. Up next, Zach Jackson. He should be banned from First Energy Stadium with all his negativity, but he's not. We'll see if he's actually feeling the same way we are, where we're going, hey, it's just one game, when he joins us next, live on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.